You're listening to SBS News.
For the past 5 months, high fuel prices in Australia eased a little because of a cut in the fuel excise tax. Implemented by the previous government, it cut the usual rate of excise of 44.2 cents per litre to 22.1 cents. But the cut was only scheduled to last until the 28th of September, and the new federal government says it's not going to change that. Marion Terrell is the City Programs Director for the Grattan Institute. She says oil prices, the main determinant of the cost of petrol, have always been volatile, even if the average person doesn't always notice.
It's very difficult to predict. One of the things about the price of oil is that it's very volatile. So we're noticing it a lot at the moment. But it's always quite a volatile thing.
The federal government says halving the tax has cost $3 billion so far, and it's a burden the budget can no longer sustain. As far as taxes go, Ms Terrell says the fuel excise makes sense.
Because we don't have an economy-wide carbon tax, making it a little more expensive to burn fossil fuels operates a bit like as if it was a carbon tax, in that it does discourage driving a little bit. So that is one reason why fuel excise is probably quite a good tax to have. And the other is, even though we may grumble and complain about it, people are not actually that responsive to the change in price. They don't change how much fuel they use all that much, certainly in the near term. And so that's economists would tend to think that that's quite an efficient tax.
The question on most people's minds now is what will happen to fuel prices once the excise cut expires. Dr. Lurian De Mello is a senior lecturer at Macquarie University's Business School.
If crude oil remains under $100 a barrel, I think, you know, petrol prices are going to remain low. But the biggest worry is diesel. The price of diesel is, you know, around $2.20, $2.19, I mean, around $2.30 as well at some fuel stations. So I think, you know, to have a benefit at the end of September, you know, if oil prices come down, but we also want the diesel price to come down as well, because, you know, we might pay less at the barrels or to fill up our cars, but a high diesel price is going to have far more sort of damaging impacts on the economy.
That's because diesel-powered vehicles make up so much of the supply chains that get goods to shops, and higher fuel costs are borne out in higher prices for goods and services. In the slightly longer term, Dr. De Mello says it's a mixture of good and bad news.
We could try and secure more supplies. I mean, you have to keep in mind that Australia imports 90% of its fuel. It's trying to build these storage terminals and whatnot, or convert these old refineries in Australia into storage terminals, but we don't have that massive capacity, you know, to buy and store fuel when it's cheap. The good thing for Australia is it has a diversity of supply. You know, even though we kind of concentrate mostly on Singapore, South Korea, Malaysia, I mean, it's spread a little bit. We also get fuel from the US as well on the odd occasion, and from India as well.
Dr. De Mello says the number one thing consumers can do is use mobile phone apps that monitor and compare fuel prices to try and get the best deal. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.